That is,
I don't know if that's
point.
A prize.
Our first email is from Big Fatty. Oh, God. This is going to be bad.
Is he up already?
No, he's not up. He sent this a while ago.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just going to read it. Hey, Tristan, I'm so happy you're going to be participating in the Pride 48 event. And let me say that I think you should come back and start podcasting again. If nothing else, so we can see your wonderful naked pictures when you get too drunk and stupid to go on. Isn't that rude?
I don't know. It sounds pretty accurate. Although you weren't too drunk to come on tonight, so maybe not completely accurate.
Well, Big Fatty, fuck you.
Am I supposed to say something?
Yeah, you're supposed to comment on Big Fatty's email. His rude email.
His rude email, huh? Yeah, I don't know. I kind of like it, but you know, Big Fatty, fuck you, I guess.
There you go.
This turns a new corner. I don't swear generally, so.
Well, it's good to swear.
Apparently so.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Am I supposed to say something?
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1694 of the BFO42, I say Tuesday the 22th of July 2014, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me, show y'all, we've got some voice letters and I don't know what else. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Glovies. Big Fatty going old school. Yeah. Everyone, I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all just gonna go old school today with you being glovies, because you know, every once in a while you just gotta be a glovey. And it is gay grandma month. It's not gay grandma month. Big Fatty, you fucked it up. It's true, gay grandma month is October. But it's crema in July is what it is. So anyway, y'all, it was a little bit cooler here in Charleston today. It's overcast, and they said we were going to have rain all day here today. And so it was, and y'all, in the coal mine today, it was chilly. We were all sitting around thinking, oh, I may need to get a camisole. Poor Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Fart, it's Bacon. I have questions, comments, and what's the other word? Questions, comments, and something. Can't remember what the other word is. Questions, comments, can't remember. Anyway, first of all, first and foremost, I just have to say that Tom and Terry are just awesome, and that's all I can say, because otherwise I'll start crying, because they are. Okay, whew, got that out of the way. Now, on a whole entirely different note, I have a question, and it's more for Auntie Vera.
Vera is not a psychologist or an expert of any kind. She's just an old man. So ask Auntie Vera.
I guess I'm wondering what happened to Scott the a-hole. I don't... Did I... like miss something? Scott still with us on our heavenly earth? And okay, so and suggestion. Okay, I don't know if you know this, but I won a contest, and it was the famous bag digging, pulling the name out of the bag contest. And did you know that the bag has got like worn out and needed to be replaced or whatever? I'm totally out of breath. It's my thyroid, dead thyroid. Okay, so let me slow down. I won the contest. I called into the show. Now they have my cell phone number. I've emailed before. They have my email address. And I think I won like 4 or 5 weeks ago. And they still haven't gotten a hold of me. So what I was thinking was, since I call and leave voice messages, maybe I should just call and leave them a series of like 3 to 7 messages. And I will just catch up with myself because everybody knows I'm like a master of that. Oh gosh, did I overmodulate? I'm sorry. Okay, so who doesn't know what overmodulating means? I was just listening to a podcast and they didn't know what it means. But anyway, so I could call into It's All About Me and I could say like a few things about myself and then I could hang up so that they could play it and then they could comment. And so it'd be kind of like catching up, but not necessarily catching up. But anyway, I understand that Mike has been traveling a lot. You know, he's like been everywhere but out of the country. Like he's probably been to 30 states. So anyway, I sure hope you get a lot of good voicemails and have a great time at your festivities. Well, it's a sabbatical that you're going on. Hello, poodle.
Hi.
Winky kitty. All right, and you never did answer my question. What happened to my bubble-popping voice message that I sent for Hat like 11 weeks ago? All right, well, thank you. Thank you for calling. And is Daniel going to answer my question with regarding his tutorials? Okay, goodbye.
Thank
Three
you.
Minutes oh. and 30 seconds.
Oh.
Big Freddy, did she hang up?
Yeah, finally. I mean, yes. Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And y'all, we're going to be a very bacon-intense today because Miss Bacon has a few calls in the queue today. But Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. I don't know what Tom and Terry did that got them so many accolades, but it was just nice of you to give them a big... for something they did, and you know, they're just as sweet as they can be. And then the question for the old gal, you know, she unsubscribed from the BFO years ago, so I'm not sure she'll ever hear that question. But Lord knows if she does hear it, she needs content more than I do. Baby. Anyway, and. As far as Daniel Biba answering your question, as we all know, and he'll be the first to tell you he subscribed to the BFO only so he could unsubscribe. Yes, Big Fatty. And as far as that voice letter that you sent had him where you were just pushing the what do you call that, the bubble wrap? I couldn't tell that's what you were doing. I thought it was just a crappy connection, so I threw it away. So that's it. Big Fatty, move forward to another bacon call.
Hello. Happy bacon. Okay, I think everyone knows that I just adore my little miss. And so this is what happened today. We got a package in the mail from Tom and Terry, and it's an autographed picture of Tyler Oakley and an autographed poster about the Trevor Project. And Sydney's just enamored with him. So anyway, we put it in a frame, and in Sydney's closet, she has 2 shelves specifically for her pictures, because when she outgrew her pictures being in her room where people could see them, we compromised, and I put shelves in her closet and put all her adorable pictures that I had of her in there, and all her stuffed animals and all her Webkinz things all her Build-A-Bears or whatever. So that was the compromise, was then she could close the door, but I would still have all those adorable things where I could see them. So anyway, I said, we're talking about where we're going to hang it in her room. And I said, well, you could set it on the shelf in your closet. And she slapped her chest and she said, Mom, are you trying to put Trevor back in the closet? Or Tyler. I know I keep calling him Trevor. Are you trying to put Tyler back in the closet? Anyway, it was just adorable. But no, by all means, no. Anyway, so yeah, that's that. And if you follow me on Facebook, you saw it. And we're just having a sweet little moment here. Okay, goodbye.
Oh, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon again. And Miss Bacon, thank you once again for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. I have no idea what you're talking about the picture of somebody. And I know what the Trevor Project is, I think it's lovely that you got the special little shelves in the closet there to keep all the knickknacks on, and the knickknacks and the paddywhacks, and give a dog a bone, Big Betty. It's just a lovely idea. Big Betty, did she call again? Well, of course she did.
Hello.
Bacon.
Hey, Fart. It's Bacon. Hello, Poodle.
Hi.
All right. Okay, my left knee feels like it hurts really, really bad, but it's not going to stop me from fit-fitting. Anyway, speaking of fit-fitting, it's going all over the news or whatever that, excuse me, Fitbits are making people fat. Well, whatever. You know what? Don't increase your food intake when you start exercising. The whole point is to lose weight. So basically, it's a mathematical equation. If you want to maintain your current weight, then go ahead and eat more. And if you want to gain weight, then eat twice as much more. Okay, so I'm done with that. The other thing I was going to say is, what a heyday Faye Driver would be having with that right now if he was doing the Fitbit Chronicles. Then he surely could change the name of it to the Fatbit Chronicles. The other thing I was going to say is, do you have pause music? Play the pause music now. Okay, Fitbit. And my sore knee, I wasn't even going to bring that up. This question is for Calvin. When he favorites something, it's hashtag need, I think. What does that mean, Calvin?
Big Fatty, you didn't play the pause music.
I don't know what the pause music is.
Big Fatty.
Anyway, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. And I think if Big Fatty had one of those nitwit machines that you're talking about, that it certainly would be the Fatbit. Big Fatty, the Fatbit Chronicles. Maybe, you know, nobody else is doing that. Maybe you could do that. That would be just lovely. Just lovely. You know what else is lovely? Yes, Big Fatty, another call from Miss Bacon.
Hello.
Bacon.
Not Calvin. Could you replace Calvin with pancake? Pancake?
Anyway.
And, okay, thanks. You're so good with that ending stuff. This question is for Pancake. When he favorites something, it's hashtag need, I think. What does that mean, Calvin?
Dear Gussie, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call, I hope we were able to make the corrections that you had wanted. And poor Big Fatty, I think you missed one of them. Oh well, you know. Anyway, and y'all, that is the last voice letter that I have from Miss Bacon, but I've got a couple more voice letters to share with you. But y'all, I think I'm gonna save them for another little show and just do a little bit of nattering now. Big Fatty, that'll be lovely. Y'all, after yesterday's little show, I got a couple of posts over at the BFO, and I got a couple of e-letters also. That aunt out there in the San Francisco, so nice and happy twice, and Casey in Denver, you know, he was the number 2 fan of the BFO for 2011. Is that right? I think that's right. Y'all, they both told me that, you know, I couldn't remember the name of the hamburger place out on the West Coast that was the sister to the Hardee's. And y'all, it's the Carl's Jr. And so Aunt and Casey in Denver, thank you so much for that. That's just lovely that you were able to assist Big Fatty with that. And y'all, then Casey in Denver also sent Big Fatty a little message about you know, that Neil Armstrong walking on the man on the moon 45 years ago. And he says his most famous quote is one that actually doesn't quite make sense, since man and mankind have the same meaning. Neil Armstrong actually meant to say one small step for a man, referring to himself setting foot on the moon, and this event traveling deep, and this event having deep implications for mankind. The astronaut himself has mused that he hopes that the annals of history would analyze his words for what he meant to say. And y'all, that's true. It's one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind. Yes, Big Freddy, now that makes much more sense. Oh, y'all, what is that? That is, oh, y'all, that's fried bologna. I had me some fried bologna for my lunch today. Y'all been getting quite a few folks taking advantage of the Pride 48 code a week from Thursday. A week from Friday on the 1st of July. And so y'all, like I've said, get your reservations in. And y'all, I gotta say, if you go over there to the pride48.com, that Daniel Bieber, y'all, he's doing all kinds of fancy things over there, and y'all, you should go over there and just check it out. And remember, now it is a work in progress, anyway, it's really quite well done. And there's a census form over there. Y'all, I volunteered to send the census music over there to Daniel if he'd like to, you know, maybe as you're filling out your form, if you're coming to Vegas, you know, the census music could play for you. And Big Fatty, that sounds like that would just be lovely. And y'all, of course, that Kim Beaver, she heard about Squeaky Ducky, and her response was, "Oh my gosh, what have I done?" Yes! Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, maybe some voices that don't immediately pop up into your head. Y'all, that is Tristan and Jay from the Jaded City Live. And y'all, they were being vulgar. And y'all, I can assure you, Big Fatty did not write those things in a note to Tristan. I mean, he makes stuff up. He just makes stuff up, and you know. And then poor Jay, you know, he just kind of goes along with it. Jay, what would you really like to say to Big Fatty?
Am I supposed to say something?
Yes, you're supposed to say, "Lovely, we love Big Fatty."
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.